What is that, a food that's particularly southern, often served with sausage and eggs, is made out of ground corn and boiled, and served with salt and pepper, butter, or maybe gravy. Sometimes it's yellow and sometimes it's white. And so
I just can't hear you today.
Okay. What is a particularly southern kind of food that's often served with sausage and eggs, and it's made out of ground corn and boiled? It may be served with salt and pepper and butter, or maybe gravy.
Even. I don't know what.
Well, have you ever eaten hominy?
Oh, hominy. Yeah, good. My goodness alive. The best hominy in the world. Okay. Take that and ham gravy and put on your hominy and on your biscuits and have some blue can of that. Brother, you eat now and all.
They have some good canned hominy that we eat it another time.
What do you call the kind that's real, real finely ground and it's white and they serve it with eggs?
Grits.
Somewhere along this line, what is the starch that's made from the inside of a grain that's raised in Louisiana and Arkansas and Texas?
Rice.
It's called what?
Rice. Is that right?
What are the names for non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages?
What are the names for non-tax?
Right.
Coca-Cola?
Well, alcoholic.
Alcoholic.
So, see, they're usually of not very high quality, and they're made oftentimes under unsanitary conditions.
Oh, Wildcat Whiskey.
Okay.
I've seen some spills. And I've had some good friends that make Shannon and Bluish make better liquor than they could. That's right. You know what put them out of business? Well, you know, I don't drink ever.
You don't drink
either. But, I know on my mail route one time, this bootlegger's truck axle broke and led me old kid. He had 111 syrup cans of whiskey. And he knew the law was at. And he was worried to death. But he's a good friend of mine. So we put the boy on top of the hill. There's a cut place in the road. He handed me the whiskey. I handed it to the boy. Got that bit there, and when the bit, of course he got out in the woods, but he knew the law, didn't go a mile, ran into the law. 2 days a year, Tuscaloosa County. They won't know if I've seen someone, so I said, well, I know one thing, this truck is back over the hill, that broke down, now I don't think there's nobody around it, I didn't lie. They said, well, they don't need to go in there, we must have missed him, or he, they didn't catch.
Do you know the expression splow?
Explode?
Splow. In relation to this. S-P-L-O, splow?
Splow.
Have you ever heard of that expression?
I never have. Splow.
It's connected with this kind of moonshine.
Well, what put the moonshiners out of business was this many people killed and all making bad whiskey out of radiators and all this and that, and the liquor store having good liquor that is safe. I don't know of a moonshiner in this whole country, not a kid the woods full of. In fact, they didn't know the only way most of them knew how to make cotton.
Well, they buy all the liquor stores.
And you know they didn't more think there's any more harm me raising a garden, the grandpas and the great-grandpas. That's true.
They were good people.
It's
just changing times and customs.
Yeah. In other words, so many people have been killed on this bad liquor. But in other words, they were good folks. They didn't think more of it than granddaddy making up blue cane syrup. And I never will forget that thing was passed in World War I. It did more than harm. It's good. Now listen, I've never been drunk once in my life.